cream first.
Oh, I thought you already did that.
Little Mr. ADD.
You did that.
No, I didn't stop it yet. That's the sound of a stopping and then starting.
Yeah. Okay.
But what I like is this could end up on the first half of the recording.
Exactly.
It's so odd how it does it because I guess the 10-second
delay.
Yeah.
You know what else I love?
What?
Delay.
What
so
else?
This is an act called Bloody Nary. I think that's how it's pronounced. And remember we saw these guys, Nestor and I think it was flamenco guitar.
Oh, that was the father
and,
son.
Yeah, and the son was doing some rapping on along with his.
Yeah, it was great. Did you email them?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Well,
I hope
last week. Oh. So I don't know.
Did you email them again?
That it would be next week. But then
you
I didn't,
did.
Yeah, but I didn't email them a third time that
to
next
remind
week
them
is
that
actually
it's
now
week.
Happening now.
Oh.
Well, anyway.
They're smart guys. They'll figure it out.
So I'm going to play a couple tracks from this CD that they gave us, and you can check them out at myspace.com/... Ah, wait a second. Because I want to make sure it's spelled right.
Yeah, we had seen these guys in the lounge, right?
Yeah. myspace.com/ Bloody Nary, and Nary spelled Nery. Or you can go to www.n3ry.com. So it looks like Nary, but it's a 3 instead of an any.
Great.
All right, moving on. You're listening to killradio.org. The name of the show is Here.
He's married, so step back or you'll fall. And who gives a fuck how long you've been in the game? Look up, I'm the wind champ. High, fuck your fame. But do respect, but not too many dudes. Only the dudes who can roll like this, if any. Let me present M3, R to the Y. Why, what? Get another brother from down under. Getting high, we can't remember the koala till I chunder. These eucalyptus fumes make me wonder. How me and my brothers end up in the courtroom. I swear my green room is full of plants that I use to make perfume. From a bus, can never climb. Try some, it's my new design. Now those donuts you like will taste so damn good. Here, officer, I hope we understood.
Now tell me who's a rock in the hut.
We got a long road in the quest to be master. You know I got my mic and my boombox blaster.
If you don't like it, if I disturb you, man, just don't listen.
Don't be hate, don't be talking shit, and don't be dissing.
Cause I'll indent a sculpture of your face in the wall.
Your wife's just been warned.
I never stand no fights, I can tell you how they end.
Fights, mano, on the mic, understand.
So don't play with my trigger if you easily cut.
My words are like machetes, man, I fuck you up.
I'm the BFG, the big fucking giant. The ruler of my kingdom with side one, the tie.
See the empty boots of legends I chose to fill. I just hope that I don't break through the hill.
Now tell me who's a rock in the hut.
Try to
be, baby,
your
body,
run,
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 run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run, run
too funky, yeah. This is into the free, oh yeah. On this side, one record label. Now who's gonna stop me? Nobody. Cause nobody can stop me. Hey, hey, give me, hey man, give me those goddamn conga theme jiggas. Come on, let me play. Oh yeah.
This is where man come from.
Watch my river flow, watch my river go. Watch me, be like daddy free.
Yeah, sock one. This is into the free. Yo, yo, watch how I'ma do this. Try to keep up. Twist, three stop with no category, no competition. Tasting your glory, your show. Yeah, yo, yeah, you can come to my party. We can get started, just don't be naughty. Of course, this is that first day, yo, for real. Can I have a schmear? Yeah, you're the silent for killer. Are you serious? Playing the fuck, are you delirious? Yeah, my mouth was open, haha, you hilarious. Now where the fuck do I find these souls? Sit your ass down, take a whiff, but don't choke. I'm more about a day like Cheech and Chong. I know it's both, but I light it up, psych one. They can probably wonder why he signed me up. Now you know I'm good, lyric, you genius and stuff. Do y'all hear my groove? Jigga boom boom boom. Do you hear your big mama running to the show? To get the dough that you know you owe to this guy. Who do I just with the mini counter slow? Whoa, why the combos are throwing in the town? You ain't got nothing on info. I was on the road about a home or home. Nah, fuck it, I'm new. Got time to grow. Journey with me into the land of the three dreams. From my lady found in Eve, from my lady dream. Black pussy, white pussy, yellow pussy, Spanish pussy, horse pussy, cat pussy, dog pussy, your pussy. You can find a dream for pussy, then fuck it. Whatever you do with it, don't matter, just don't bite. When they back, girls are not giving a fuck. Inside one record, new disciples not stopping.
Nice.
You're listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org, and just a little clarification, the name of the album is Bloody Neri, the name of the artist is just Neri, and it's spelled N, the number 3, and the letters R-Y. So check out www.n3ry.com or myspace.com/BloodyNeri, N-E-R-Y, for more information on them. And congratulations on
yes.
your LA Music Award and on your awesome music. You're listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org. You send us music, we play it. It's not much else to say about that.
Yeah, really. We don't judge it. Thank God we don't have to. I mean, seriously, we have high quality of music we seem to attract because we're high quality people.
Yeah, it's something astrological because we really don't get a lot
metaphysical.
Of that music. Psychoanalytical, even.
Yeah, well, that's where we're going right now. That seems the path we're on right now.
Psychopharmacological. Anti-disestablishmentarianistic, even.
Oh, istic.
Yeah.
Even.
It's almost like.
Even.
Indeed. Do you use words like indeed ever? Do you have a word that you use to sort of like, okay, I had a conversation.
Like your exclamation word?
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, like.
Your punctuation word?
Yeah, like laters. Some people use that. I don't know. Or cheers or, you know. Do you have an acknowledgement word that you use?
Burning hot.
Do you spell it H-A-W-T?
H-A-W-T.
Is that the gay way of spelling it?
No, that's the white trash way of putting it. See, my Venn diagram is really complicated. There's a lot of overlap.
Speaking of white trash, yes. They were making fun of Britney Spears on The Soup the other day.
Uh-huh.
The Soup is a really funny show where they, they make fun of people's misfortunes on television. And they were really, really laying into Britney Spears.
Uh-huh.
Rightfully
so.
Well, I don't know. I am actually going to, on Kill Radio, I'm going to stand up in support of Britney Spears.
She needs your support, John.
Not for her
music.
And
she needs Kill Radio support. So why are we having this conversation?
But this is a kid who's been working, like literally at work all day, every day, since she was a child. And, her time has passed. She made some, silly mistakes in relationships, which would be in the mistakes that anybody would make.
Being
famous makes it a completely different issue.
Well,
but now it's like it's totally fair game. Like, I don't know. I see all these references to white trash and how she's a failure because she's pregnant and everything like that. No,
she did a reality show about her and her relationship. I mean, come on,
for that's Jessica Simpson.
No, they also did on Channel 13 even.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean,
I don't watch Channel 13.
I don't either, but I just happened to catch the blurb, but it was so horrifying.
Corrected. I guess it's one thing, partially asking.
We've talked about this before. Celebrity is one thing, but when you start asking for shit, then you deserve everything you get.
Interesting.
I think celebrities should still try to be as private as possible because the one thing you lose, which is one thing we don't put a value on, but once you lose it, we do, is anonymity.
I just think as a society, lately it seems like we have been putting so much effort into celebrating the misfortune of others.
Well, that's true.
I don't know. Maybe that just sounded really weak, but
John,
recognize that. Like, people, yay, this person died, or woohoo, this person is such a piece of trash. We love it.
And you want to defend them?
Right? I don't know. I don't know how this is news. I guess it's not. I guess it's not new. You have more music, don't you?
Yeah, and you're turning into the weakest link of the show, John.
You are the weakest link. I'm the only link in this show. I'm the missing link.
That is true. And I'm just a chimpanzee that's high-functioning Down syndrome, smart.
Do you believe in Sasquatch? Come on, answer honestly.
I believe in Sasquatch.
Because I know you believe in Frosty the Snowman, because we already had this discussion.
Oh, can I tell you real quick at work? We have these Frosty the Snowmans up. We have two. One's female and one's male.
Is the plural of men men's? I guess it must be.
We have all the whole call centers decorating for Christmas. But then on both sides of the huge snowman that's up on one wall and facing the other wall, there's a Star of David on one side of Frosty's head and a menorah on the other side. I'm like, that is so inappropriate placement. I mean, at least they didn't put it next to Santa.
Other bases.
They didn't put it next to Santa. Yeah. They put it next to the, the neutered Christmas symbol of a snowman woman.
This was in the workplace, huh?
Yeah. There's this weird post, big, huge image of Santa looking in a window. I'm like, oh my God, it's the peeping Tom, total pervert Santa.
And you're scared of that, but you're not scared of the skeleton reindeer that moves its head in the middle of the night?
Well, how is it a skeleton? It has fake plastic fur on it.
No, it doesn't. No. I'm talking about the wire ones.
Oh, the light
They're
ones.
They're white and yeah.
That's called art. That's called a rendition.
Well, I'm the first to admit I don't know anything about art, so I guess you're right then.
Well, Christmas, I can see why.
Christmas art's not my thing.
No, it's kind of a minimalist approach.
You want to know the first...
It's also cheaper to do it that way.
First present I ever remember getting for Hanukkah.
First what?
Present that what? I remember getting.
What?
I guess I was 4 or 5. It was a sponge shaped like a slice of bread, and it was green.
And why did you get that?
It was just a thing. I don't know. I probably thought it was pretty damn cool.
Well,
it was a toy.
I think this goes to show you, Jews don't give good presents. Oh,
it was Hanukkah,
man.
And I was 4. We had real bread. Anyway.
Oh, man.
Are you going to play some music?
Yes. This is,
I'll even bring your levels up.
Thank you.
Got it.
I'm just going to be honest. This band says they're out of Budapest, Hungary. I don't believe it. I think there's just something else going on here. This is a band called Passion Boys. The song's called Passion Boys Are Fire Mans.
We've played them before.
No, we haven't.
We've played Passion Boys
No,
before.
We haven't.
We have.
No.
We've played them before.
No, we haven't. John, stop it. We're going to play it.
I've seen their MySpace
page. You've seen their MySpace page. I showed it to you when they sent me the track.
Oh, that's called...
We had a discussion about this because it's very
I have a problem with thought action fusion.
All right, let's just play them. Out of Hungary, our first band out of Hungary, if they're alleged still from Hungary. So here we go.
feel there is something burning. Can you come right away?
Testing 2. Welcome. Ration. This winter. When?
can I touch you without shedding my skin? How long has it been, child? Why don't you invite me in? Locked in their soul spent, ashes of a lover's dream. I was a soldier here, broken off the seams. Broken off the seams, oh, it she whispers, I can be your nightmare, I can be your dream, I can be your blood spell when I start to scream. I can be the fear that's locked behind your eyes. This is what she said to me, with no compromise, with no compromise.
Oh my God, we're on the air.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, praise the Lord. All right.
Oh, can I just tell you real quick? Going to Chinatown during the Christmas season is so awesome. I highly recommend next weekend or before you go, because I went there and we did some shopping and we're walking by this one Chinese CD store and it's Jesus Christ Has Born.
Woo!
With a disco beat.
Yeah.
Dash, dash, dash,
wow.
So horrifying.
Sounds
I also saw a statue of...
It sounds aesthetically pleasing.
No, it was of Nock. That one was kind of bad. I also saw a statue of... this was in the wholesale district, toy district of... just east of downtown. Called... I went to this one store and they had an animated... statue of San Martin. That's the saint that's black. That's African American. Well, he's not African American. He's just African.
He's otherworldly.
He's just African.
You can't identify him geographically.
You know, the black one.
Uh-huh.
And he has a rosary on his neck, and it glows and changes colors. And,
wow.
And it's really big. It's kind of like, I don't know, what's that, 2 feet, 3 feet? Is that a yard?
Yes.
Yeah, so he was that tall. It was really big.
Wow.
I saw the craziest Christmas stuff like that.
That is
and
crazy.
Like,
did you notice the Christmas music? Like, it was before Thanksgiving even ended. I was starting to hear Christmas music.
I heard it the day after because I was up in Lake Arrowhead and we went down to the main shopping area of Lake Arrowhead, the village, and they were blasting
shopping?
It.
Wow.
Okay.
Who were we just listening
to? Yeah, that was
that,
good.
That atmospheric stuff was.
Yeah, that was
off
a group called out of Island Falls, Maine. Group called FuelScope. MySpace.com/FuelScope. That was a song called Miss Winter. And again, at a Batazek, Hungary, if that's even a real place, I'm going to just be the real...
You're so rude, you
I know.
Know.
I've never been this way before, but I just don't...
You just don't believe they're from Hungary.
No. or that they're...
Is there a name that you give to people who are racist against Eastern Europeans?
Eastern European phobes? Eastern Europhobes?
Eastern Europhobes.
There's a song called Passion Boys, Our Firemans, the group called Passion Boys. I like the song. MySpace.com/PassionBoys.
Balcophobes.
Balcophobes. Have you noticed that the subway stations basically downtown, for the most part, all look like they're like subway stations in like the former Eastern Bloc?
They're little
shades of gray.
Yeah, they're a little
horrible
oppressive.
Lighting. Yeah, fascist architecture.
Well, don't take mass transit then. Consume more oil. That's what they want you to do.
Right. Maybe that's why they're doing that. We go to the newer ones. The newer ones are nice.
So I have an artist here named Mia Sable. She was
performing
when
great.
We arrived.
Yeah.
When we arrived, and we went up and said, that was lovely. And she gave us the CD. So I'm going to play some tracks from that CD. MySpace.com/MiaSable, if you hadn't figured that out already. MIASABLE. Or MiaSable.com. So here's some of that on here on KillRadio.org. Wait for it. Wait for it.
Meow, meow.
Okay, here it is.
I knew a man said he wouldn't make any promises he couldn't keep. At the time it sounded good to me. I understood him wrong, but that is why I stayed. Guess how many promises he made. Truth be told, it didn't surprise me when all was said and done. Truth be told, I always misinterpret everyone. The cruel, cruel world is always waiting there. When I wake, coolly pardoning me my mistake. I had a friend said she only thought the best of me. I fell for that easily. Thoughts couldn't compensate for the way she spoke. My blind believing was the joke. Truth be told, it didn't surprise me when all was said and done. Truth be told, I always misinterpret. Always waiting there when I wake, coolly pardoning me my mistakes. A cruel, cruel world is always waiting there when I wake, coolly pardoning me my mistakes. Getting me down. Love, love's too honest.
to struggle to let go. Don't want to find a way to move on. Just the thought of it's all wrong. Love, love's too far gone. Somebody please save me from these patterns I've been running in, from these death trap dead ends, from the means to the ends. Somebody please change things. Seems I'm not above it myself.
You're here on killradio.org. Those are two really well-constructed songs.
Yeah, she was good. And the bummer was
that
the room was really loud when she was performing.
Yeah, you couldn't hear very well. It's true.
And she deserved to be heard. It was almost like it was better she'd have been upstairs outside on that outdoor patio thing that they had.
Weird
that was so
outdoor
weird.
Patio
yeah.
Thing, yeah.
Because people were more listening up there and I don't know.
Yeah, the lounge
it's
was
hard.
Clearly
you have
just
to,
for,
yeah, I mean,
for drugs. MiaSable.com, MySpace.com/MiaSable. And she's got this album called Propeller. So you should buy it.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend. On here.
Highly
here,
recommend.
KillRadio.org. This is the show where people send us music and we play it on the air. We have no idea what we're doing.
Yeah.
Completely incompetent.
So you didn't do anything this weekend?
Well, I thought about today's show.
You thought about it?
And
See, I set aside some time to think about thinking about it.
I spent a lot of time in traffic because I went to Long Beach for something on Friday afternoon and took me about 2 hours to get
and
back.
And you drove there?
Yeah.
Why don't you take the blue line?
Just because I didn't have time to do the whole blue line.
Was
madness.
It an audition?
No, well, it was just a thing. It was a thing. Some, like, play thing I'm doing as a favor for a friend in a class
in Long
kind
Beach.
Of thing. Yeah.
That's some favor.
Well, actually, it was understood that this was at Cal State.
Long
so
Beach.
I didn't really process that. I figured it was Northridge. So after I agreed to do it, I then discovered
no, you
it
realized
was,
it was
Long
Cal
Beach.
State Long Beach.
Yeah. So that's how it is.
So how long did it take you to get there?
It took a while. Did you just see something? You're like a
oh
cat.
Oh my
this is like doing
God.
A show with a cat.
No, there
what,
was
you just
a
saw something outside.
There was a like a it looked like a Range Rover SUV. On a flatbed truck, like it was being towed.
Yeah.
And it was, like, totally gutted, like it was set on fire.
Jeez.
And it looked so horrifying. Like, just back from Iraq.
Ugh.
This Range Rover didn't make it. Ugh.
And, then Saturday was my brother's Christmas party thing, or whatever. And, They did the Secret Santa thing.
Oh, Secret Santa!
Everybody brings
fun,
a
yeah.
cheap gift, and then
did they do the Secret Santa way, or did they do it the White Elephant way?
We all picked numbers out of a hat.
And you chose.
Like everybody brought a gift that was worth
right.
$5, and then everybody took a number out of the hat, and then
and
you
person could
you,
either
you could
pick
choose
a gift from the pile,
or you can steal from someone else's.
Awesome! Yeah, you did it right.
Cold dead.
It's fun,
body.
Huh?
Yeah, it was all right, I guess. It was weird because it was like I what I thought was a really cool gift that went totally unappreciated, and everybody else was all excited about their like stupid little sexual innuendo gifts. I got, because we were at the art store getting stuff for Shannon's artwork, some clay, some modeling clay that was on sale, and some tools for like, you know, making sculptures. And I think the person next to me got a, what do you call it, a dildo.
Well, technically, you could make a dildo that modeling clay. I don't know how much it would hold up towards pressure and
yeah. And there was like a book on, sexual position of the day and, stuff like that.
So people were really excited about that stuff.
Yeah, not so much about the modeling clay. I thought it was clever.
Have you ever seen Charlie Brown Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay, you deserve that tree for bringing modeling clay to a Secret Santa party.
I got a Saturday Night Live t-shirt.
Do you know what I brought to a Saturday Night Live Christmas party?
I got a Saturday Night Live t-shirt out of the deal, and the shirt has a picture of John Belushi, and he's dressed like a bee, and it says Buzzed.
Right.
And that's all well and good and funny, but it occurred to me this morning that I can't wear that shirt. It's not appropriate to wear a shirt that says Buzzed and has a picture of someone who overdosed on drugs. Don't you think that's peculiar?
I think it's really awesome.
You think it's awesome?
Yeah.
Huh.
Can I tell you?
I overthought that one.
I went to a Christmas party like that a long time ago, and the gift I brought was a 64-ounce bottle of personal lubricant. It was fought over.
I'm sure it was.
It changed hands many times before the game was up. It had a pump on it, too. It was called a party pump. That was a while ago, now that I think about it. That was a long while ago.
Party pump.
Yeah.
Well, so now I understand how the holiday spirit, the whole Christmas giving thing, how it works. And next time, I'll bring some personal lubricant
For you, there's not going to be a next time.
Instead of just a nice little gift. There won't be a next time?
Everyone's like, okay, we'll invite John. He doesn't know how to celebrate Christmas, but this will be a good entry-level way
Christmas,
for him.
I'll bring a French tickler or
I just have a feeling you've ruined it for everyone. Yeah, the
I ruined it for everyone.
Out. Well, when I go to my next White Trash Wasp meeting, which are the first Thursdays of
every
month.
Do you guys all sit around like the Man Law commercials for the like the beer commercials where they have Man Law?
We sit around campfire and eat marshmallows
and spam.
And you guys decide
what you guys can get away with and what you can't.
Yeah. Well, we don't have to talk about really what we can get away with. We get away with so much without trying.
Oh, right, because you're white.
The master race. Yeah. but I am going to make sure everyone knows about your bad gift entry. And like, okay, well, just
nice
make sure all the chapters
gift.
Know that he can't be invited anymore.
I it was a nice gift. Next time I'll know. Personal lubricant. Do we have more music?
Yeah. This is a band out of San Diego, Holiday and the Adventure Pop. Their website is adventurepop.com, www.adventurepop.com. This song called Out on a Limb. You're listening to Hear
Come
Here.
Come on, you know.
I know. I was thinking about 20 things in that moment. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org. We'll be right back.
our hearts grow old? What if our days grow slow? What if our dreams don't survive? What if you eat me alive? Where do the dreamers go? When lucky through, where should the dreamers go?
Here. Welcome back. That was out of Nashville, Tennessee. Artist by the name of Gentry Morris, song called Renee.
Why do you welcome them back?
They haven't
gone anywhere. You said, welcome back. We came back on the air and you said, welcome back.
I guess it's a throwover.
You were just talking
from...
to yourself. You're welcoming yourself back because you're the only one that actually left.
If you assume that I'm the only one here.
True. But the listeners didn't go anywhere.
How do we know that?
Because we had...
They left me, John.
We had 13,742 listeners at the top of the show.
Right.
Now we have 13,743.
Right. So some left.
No, we have one more than we had before.
Oh, wait. Simple math.
Someone joined.
How many did we have?
Well, actually, 12 left, but 13 came on.
Oh, okay.
So we actually gained one.
Okay.
Thanks for listening, by the way.
Yeah, thanks for listening, John, by the way.
And Mark.
Yeah. Anyway, that was Gentry Morris, Nashville, Tennessee. Website is gentrymorris. Is it Gentry Morris? Is that how you pronounce the first name? Gentry?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
GENTRYMORRIS.com. Song called Renee. Before that, again, was Holiday and the Adventure Pop out of San Diego. Song called Out on a Limb. AdventurePop.com is their website. And they actually played a recent couch night.
They did. They did, and sadly, that was one that I wasn't spinning at because I had another gig.
But you somehow did you recognize their name, and that's why you said check it out.
Because I was still because I was going to DJ that night, so I was party to all the information as it came in. So
cool,
yeah, good music by them. So cool. So how are we doing for time?
Good, we're doing great.
Because we got one more artist. We have Amina, who we hung out with at the LA Music Awards.
She's great,
very talented, and she won for I think it was best.
She won two things.
Best new jazz album and best R&B song.
R&B vocal song.
Something like that. Yeah. So
she also won best person to hang out with other than Robert Popa at the LA Music Awards.
Yes. Well, that was in the Mark and John
Awards.
In the lounge. The Hear Awards.
That we did separately in the alley behind the theater. We gave out cans of beer.
I don't know. You lost me at in the alley behind the theater.
Well, a lot of people were there, John.
In the alley?
Uh-huh.
What are you talking about?
You were too drunk to remember. I think you were off taking photographs of people again. You went back into the
main
room.
I see. By the way, I think we should do the Hear Hear Awards, and I think we should have our listeners write to us and tell us what the awards should be.
Before.
You know, what the category should be, rather.
Okay.
And I really want to get creative with this. I think
that's a lot of submissions of ideas, John. If you're going by the people that are listening right now.
I know. Well, you know.
Okay.
You can't have too many ideas.
Email John at John JON at killradio.org because I'm not going to sift through that.
Ooh.
You can DPR this.
Well, I'm going to give you the
I'll handle the melon submissions.
I'm going to have to come up with an award that only you could possibly win.
Wow. You have to be very specific.
Other guy in the room award goes to Mark.
That's making an assumption that you're actually male.
Or that I'm actually here. Let's play some of Amina's lovely music, and we'll be back in a few moments. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
I look forward to welcoming you back.
Walk cautiously. When we used to laugh together, I should know. As I'm sitting here, one floor below, watching the rain fall down, with your footsteps right above me. Ain't it funny? Don't matter when. Walk up the stairs. Are you coming down to see me? I'm all talked out. Let go. Let it be what it is. I'm not saying I've given up, but I'm done being the bully. Gonna step back. I'll slow down now. It's your time. I know we have tried to make this work. I pushed you, now we're both hurting. I need attention, more than you can give. Simply put, it's not news, you knew this when you walked in.
He's my man on the fourth floor.
So good.
cry. He makes me think I'll lose my mind. He pulls me up, he puts me down. Always I want him around.
My man on the fourth
floor. I know we have tried to make this work. I pushed you, but now we're both hurting. I need attention more than you can give. Simply put, it's not newness. You knew this when you walked in.
He's my man, the man on the fourth floor.
Talk about my man on the fourth floor.
He's my man, the man on the fourth floor.
It takes and takes and takes and then once more.
He's my man, the man on the fourth floor.
Talk about my man on the fourth floor.
He's my man, the man on the fourth floor.
It takes and takes and takes and then once more.
He's my man, the man on the fourth floor.
Puzzle and
tell Miss Perfect she's out there.
So perfect, little Miss Perfect.
Perfect, she's perfect.
So perfect, little Miss Perfect.
Perfect, just like you.
So perfect, little Miss Perfect.
She's perfect, it's perfect.
So you're just listening to Amina on here on killradio.org, and you can get more information on her from www.amina.com, A-M-I-E-N-A, and as well as myspace.com/Amina. Amina, thank you for sending us your CD.
What was so fun about her was
for handing it to us.
We were talking to her for the longest time, and then it wasn't until about 2 hours of hanging out with her that I realized she had a slight accent. She had a British accent.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's
been half her time in LA, half her time. And,
yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
So she has a slight British accent. It wasn't like...
But you don't hear it in her singing.
No.
No.
But you don't hear that normally in singing, do you? Some bands you do.
I don't know. It seems like a lot of American singers develop a British accent when they're singing.
You are so popular. Wait, well, let's see who's calling, though. Yeah, I can hear it.
That's awesome. I love live radio. I don't know who that is.
I love that my phone's on vibrate.
You know, this is a new
phone. My phone's on vibrate.
No, honestly, it's a brand new phone. I don't know how to...
Did you pick that ring?
Program it. No, this is the one that comes with. I don't know how to change it. The phone actually snapped at me. It had a racial epithet. It slurred a racial epithet at me.
It should. Give it to me. I will fix your phone.
No.
I'll fix it, all right.
No. This is a time where we're about to end the show. Yeah. No, but we also want to add that there's some Kill Radio promotional events going on in the not-too-distant future.
Well, first, do you want to do Leisure Suite? Do you want to talk about that? I mean, doing them in date order?
No. I mean, we didn't talk about DJ gigs and stuff like that. But, well, actually, December 16th, isgoodmusic.com,
right.
Which is based on my show, Thursday Mornings, is doing a show at M-Bar featuring some bands who've come in here and performed live for us. And the bands are Solari, Satellite Class, and Slings. And they're all really awesome bands. And that's a free show on December 16th. If you go to isgoodmusic.com, you can get a flyer.
Yeah, but I went last Saturday. It was fun. I mean, last time we did it.
With Eject and Protostar. That was a great show, yeah. But Kill Radio is going to have a fundraiser show on January 18th at the Echo.
In Echo Park.
It's being put on by the Central Second Collective, which is a collective of indie rock bands here in L.A. that include Death to Anders, who's come in here and perform live. And several other bands whose names are escaping me at the moment, but many of whom we've actually played on here. And I think it's going to be a $5 cover at the Echo, and whatever money that comes from the door that would go to the bands, they're going to allow Kill Radio to have, which is really cool
great.
Of them.
Yeah.
And Lord knows we could use it. And if you want to donate to Kill Radio, just go to killradio.org, and there's a thing that says donate. It's small and conspicuous.
That's the way if you want to donate via PayPal.
Yeah,
there's two. I'm trying to get them to make that link larger, and I've sent it up, and no one's done anything. So.
Well, we don't want to impose on anyone.
Well, it's so imposing to have a something that you'd actually notice that says donate to Kill Radio.
That donate icon is just huge. It's glaring.
God. This nonprofit, non-commercial radio where one of their shows plays music that bands submit, they actually want money.
I was going to give them $1, but I was just so thrown off by the giant link. Donate link.
And I don't like PayPal either.
Yeah, it's too convenient.
Offensive.
It's easy to use.
I end up getting a lot of emails from non-PayPal entities that pretend to be PayPal.
When I was a kid.
Yesterday.
I got nothing.
What?
I just bailed. I just jumped ship.
When you were a kid? Mm-hmm. So you went from what?
No, I was going to say when I was a kid.
Four to.
But I didn't have a follow-up. I was hoping you would have picked up the ball as it fell towards Earth.
No, I like seeing you drop balls. Of course, I say the most innocent things.
Dude,
that was so
your gay quote of the day. Every here has a gay quote from Mark.
I like
as
to
well
see
as
you drop balls.
A smarmy remark from John. And I think you've just met your quota.
Now we got to figure out what you're going to do for the title of this.
No more... Well, no more gay witticisms from you until next week.
Well,
you understand?
All right. Then
I don't care if you have to stop being yourself.
I have to shut the hell up.
Be like everybody else and be someone else.
Go back to the closet.
All right. So be it.
Well, Drew, a quick reminder. That reminds me. This show is available for download and will be in about 15, 20 minutes, half hour. You can relive the glory.
Yes, and tell
over and over. And if you'd like to, it will be divided in two parts. Just go to our MySpace page, myspace.com/here_here, HEAR_HERE. You'll see in our blog the link to the latest.
Our blog. That's just a horrible word.
Blog. The latest recording.
Excuse me.
The latest, today's recording, and you can download it. And
It'll also be on the killradio.org homepage for a little bit until it gets knocked down.
Oh, right.
By
if you go
shows.
To killradio.org and look at scroll down to the recent uploads. You'll see it there.
So a quick thank you to Amina, Gentry Morris, Holiday and the Adventure Pop, Mia Sable, Fuel Scope, Passion Boys, Neri, Big Mess, Team Salt, Lost Disciples, Lotus, The Nooch, Minus Halo, Spirit Party, and Marwood. You've been listening to Here Here on killradio.org.
I have nothing for us to go to yet.
What? I gave you a simple task to load the Winamp.
Well, I've been trying to load the Winamp and then talk at the same time.
Something to ponder during the next week while you load the Winamp.
Okay, thank you, John.
Is which, if this were a real job, which one of us would get fired first and why?
That is so hard.
And don't just say John arbitrarily.
No, do. Mom, please, say John arbitrarily.
Say,
I know you're listening.
You know, have a good reason for it, you know. You know, it's like the collective process. You can block, but you have to have a reason that's reflected in the guidelines. That means nothing to anyone who isn't part of Kill Radio. But, which one of us deserves to be fired?
And why?
And why?
And why? And which one of us deserves a pension?
Or a promotion?
About finished over there? The
archive's taking forever to open up.
Yeah, that's another reason we need donations. We need a new computer. We operate this entire internet radio station from a jacked-up Commodore 64. It's got Pong and a Winamp and a couple of microphones.
And barely handles that.
Exactly. It's almost as slow as Mark.
Is it right here?
It does. Yeah, it's is good. 1130. There it is. Right there. It there you go. Yeah. All right, so you listen to Here on Killer Radio. Goodbye.